Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So yesterday, I tried something for the first time. I went fly fishing. Now, I'm in Colorado. I live on a river in Colorado. It's an ideal spot for fly fishing. You're actually one of the best in the country. And for whatever reason, it's taken me 12 years of having this house to actually try fly fishing. And I did it yesterday, and I enjoyed it. But the one thing I realized is that I'm terrible at it. Right? I realized what I don't know. I don't know anything about the types of flies you need. I don't know anything about tying the right knots. I learned a little bit about casting because we had an instructor with us. And I went through the motions in doing it, but proficiency is a long, long way off. And honestly, I liked it, but I wouldn't call it a passion. And it's not something that I automatically gravitated to and said, wow, I want to do this every weekend for the rest of my life. It was something that I think I'd like to do once or twice a year, but again, doesn't constitute a passion. And one of the things you realize as we talk about passions is passions can be very closely tied to proficiencies. If you're good at something, you like to do it. It's that simple. And we love those things that we're good at. And so understanding all that, one of the things we start to think through is, okay, if we're good at a particular task, and let's say that task is cooking, and if we're a great cook, maybe that translates itself at some point to saying, hey, I want to monetize that. And so what I've seen happen in so many cases before, especially in the case of cooking, is they say, hey, well, I want to own a restaurant, I want to serve people, and I can use my skills as a cook or as a chef to do that. And maybe they go through and get some training as a chef, maybe they just open a restaurant, thinking that this is the answer to everything they want to do. And then they get into the restaurant and they realize, well, the passion for cooking is wonderful, but there's a lot more to running a restaurant than just being in the back cooking food. Right? There's staff, there's rent, there's running the business, there's the personnel challenges, right? All those things start to come into the equation. And then there's the issue of just making it profitable and the stress involved day to day, especially given what's going on in the world right now. But that aside for a second, it's tough, right? Making it in a business is an incredibly difficult thing to do. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for people that achieve it because most people don't. Most businesses don't make it. And so as you start to get into these things and these passions, one of the suggestions here is that you take the time not only to get good at your passion and to get very proficient at your passion before you make it your life's work, but put in the 10,000 hours, as we've heard before, right? The 10,000 hours of proficiency it takes to get really good and to get to master something before you decide to take it on. And so now you're saying to yourself, well, I really, I love this idea of opening a restaurant. I love to cook. I know I can make this thing work. That's great. But I have a day job, and my day job, involves, working in a cubicle for pick the type of company you work for, on a computer doing my thing and taking phone calls and dealing with clients. And so you look at that and you say, well, how can I possibly get the proficiency I need? And that's where the side hustle comes in. Realizing that you've got to take the time to achieve proficiency in things that you want to do. And that means, taking time on weekends and holidays and after hours and realizing that this is the answer to getting there. And as a matter of fact, I look at the world right now, in the world of COVID, where most of us are in a much different situation from a work perspective than we were in the past. And in some cases, maybe we're not doing anything right now as it relates to work. In other cases, it just looks very different than it did before. But the one common thread here is that most of us have time that we didn't have before. And why not use that time to pursue the passion, to do the research you need, to really get a full understanding of the full picture? If it's a passion and you're looking to turn it into a business, start to do all the homework you need to understand it. Start to put all the pieces in place to make it a side hustle until you can hone those skills and just gain a full understanding of the entire endeavor. And so you have this window, you have this opportunity. If there's something you're truly passionate about that you'd love to monetize it, that you'd love to monetize, why not take this opportunity to pursue that? And at the very least, take the newfound time that you probably have on your schedule to learn more about it and understand the implications. I can go on and on about stories of people that just quit their job and went after it, right? And while it takes a lot of nerve to do that, sometimes it's not the right thing to do. Sometimes you should spend more time learning. And to be under an umbrella where you have a paycheck coming in until you've mastered everything you need, until you've proven your concept, until your side hustle is a success, and it can begin to replicate that income for you. But until you get there, keep learning, keep practicing, keep doing, but find those things you're good at, find those things you're passionate about, draw the line between the two because that's really where you want it to be, and then figure out your plan to monetize. From there, you can begin to do the research and put the pieces in place, and this might just be the ideal time to start to do some of that work. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, just think about what that passion is of yours. And think of and ask yourself, is there a way to monetize this if I'm interested in it? Or maybe it's just something, maybe it's just a hobby and there's nothing wrong with that either. Maybe there's a hobby or there's something that you're really interested in that you'd like to get better at. Maybe for you it's fly fishing and you really like it and you think it's something you can do. Why not take this opportunity to get better? And if you decide you want to monetize it and you want to get there, do the research you need, gain the understanding you need, and find a way to get the experience before you drop everything and dive headfirst into a new endeavor.